This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel rebuffed growing international pressure for a ceasefire and continued intense bombardment of the Gaza Strip on Sunday. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas joined international calls for an immediate ceasefire at a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was making an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank. Blinken repeated U.S. concerns that a ceasefire could aid Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Dozens of people were killed in an Israeli strike overnight Saturday on a Gaza refugee camp, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza health officials said on Sunday more than 9,770 Palestinians have been killed in the war. The Palestinian Red Crescent humanitarian group said there was also intense bombardment, artillery explosions and airstrikes around the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza City. Living conditions in Gaza, already dire, are deteriorating. The aid getting in is nowhere near enough, said World Food Programme head Cindy McCain. Foreign nationals trying to get out of Gaza were stuck when evacuations were suspended on Saturday after a deadly attack on an ambulance.
Reuters course Fielder. Tensions increased with Lebanon as Israel's chief military spokesperson said the military had attacked, quote, terrorist targets of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon in response to a missile attack against tanks that killed an Israeli citizen. VOA's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The sense among Israeli intelligence is that at least right now there will continue to be sort of minor clashes across the border, but that both Israel and Hezbollah are very careful against turning it into a full-scale war.
VOA.